Kenosha businessman Dennis Troha is federally indicted for fraud and lying to FBI investigators. Mike McCabe with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign notes the Troha family has been Doyle's single biggest source of campaign money, with contributions totaling some $500,000.
It's a very sad commentary on the lengths that these wealthy interests will go to try to get their way. And where does that leave your average citizen, your average taxpayer? It really shows just how crooked and how dirty this game has gotten.
Earlier this week, Troha pulled out of a proposed Kenosha Tribal Casino project, the widespread assumption that Doyle would look favorably on that proposal because of Troha's contributions. Jay Heck with Common Cause in Wisconsin says Doyle now faces a decision.
Is this the legacy he wants to leave for Wisconsin, or is he going to make this an opportunity to show leadership and to clean up this system? It's obviously a black day in Wisconsin, and a further indication that our system is just out of control.
A statement from the Doyle campaign said they were aware of nothing to suggest contributions received from Troha were in any way inappropriate or unlawful, and noted the Troha family has contributed to other politicians, including former Governor Tommy Thompson and President George W. Bush. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.